The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, new research from a Brussels-based think tank has suggested that Irish cars are getting bigger and it's putting a real squeeze on parking spaces in our cities. It's also apparently putting pedestrians at more of a risk of serious injury. Well, here to tell me more is Lucian Matthew, Cars Director at Transport and Environment. Lucian, you're very welcome to the programme. So I think people will have seen this on their roads, seen bigger vehicles. I, at times, have felt like I'm driving around the United States with these really large 4x4s. But there is now research that does prove this, that our cars are getting bigger. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, of course. Good morning. So there is clear new research that we've put out just today that shows that cars are relentlessly growing in size every year. So we see clearly over the past 25 years, the average size of new cars sold in Europe have grown in a straight linear line. So every year they get 1.2 centimeter longer. They also get half a centimeter higher. So this is just the findings that we published today, but it complements previous work that we've done that also show that they also get half a centimeter wider every year, and the bonnet of the vehicles also increases by half a centimeter every year. And I think what is really striking about these results is just the consistency of this trend over the past 25 years.
Okay, and the trend would suggest that that is going to continue. We're on an upward trajectory. The report focuses not just, though, as you say, on the vehicle size, but particularly on the bonnet height of our vehicles. Why is that so important from a pedestrian safety point of view?
Well, bigger cars, and in particular cars with higher bonnets, pose a grave danger to our roads and in particular to children. I mean, this is just physics. Rising bonnet heights pose a particular risk to children because they are more often struck in the head or the chest, and sometimes they can't even be visible to the driver. So we quantified these findings, and we show that if the trend continues, if this ever bigger car size trend continues, we would see about 2,600 additional deaths by 2040 in Europe because of this trend. And on children specifically, by 2040 would be 40% more children pedestrian that would be killed a year in collisions.
So it's about where, I suppose, on the body you are struck if you are unfortunate enough to be hit by one of these vehicles.
Exactly, yes.
In terms of, I suppose, the car parking spaces and them being lost, you're also estimating that about 2,700 on-street parking spaces would be lost. Is it because these cars won't actually fit in to the spaces anymore? Or is it because they will have to take up, you know, a space and a half almost, and then spaces will be lost?
Yeah, pretty much. So the research shows that European cities are facing quite a threat in terms of urban space because of this trend towards larger SUVs, which eliminates vast number of parking spaces. We calculated that across Europe, it would be up to 14% of on-street parking in European cities by 2040 that would be wiped out. So for Dublin, this is an estimated loss of 1,700 to 2,700 spaces. But it's important to note that this is just on-street parking in the Dublin City Council area. So the data was not available for the three other local authorities in Dublin. But across the country, this would be tens of thousands of spaces potentially lost.
So does it have the same impact in the urban areas as it would potentially in the rural areas?
Well, the impact in urban areas is usually bigger because this is where we see more on-street parking and more dense parking. So that's where you would see more impact of having cars which are basically overflowing from their parking spot. In rural areas, you tend to see more private parking for households.
Why are manufacturers producing larger vehicles in the first place, Lucian? Do we understand that?
Yes, we do. And I think this is a very important point. So the driver of this trend, which has been going for many years, is carmakers' pursuit of larger models, which are more profitable. So they have clearly removed from the market many of the small, affordable, iconic models that made their success, for example, the Ford Fiesta, and instead focus on these big SUVs, which they say even themselves that they are more profitable. So their pursuit of profit is actually leading consumers and average European drivers to have less accessibility to affordable cars to drive around.
But you'll also hear from a lot of people who drive SUVs, a lot of families in particular, that they like the size, they like the space, and actually they feel safer when they're driving these cars. So I wonder if that trend can actually be reversed, given the fact that consumers generally seem to like these vehicles, feel more comfortable in these vehicles.
The trend can definitely be reversed. I think this is important. We see in the past that drivers were also very happy with cars that were not necessarily as high and heavy. So we can think of sedans that kind of would fit large families. This was totally possible in the past, but we see this less and less today. Our analysis basically modeled two scenarios, where we continue this trend, and the other one where policymakers decide actually to bend the curve and transition towards kind of more right-sized vehicles, but this really requires political action.
I'm looking at a number of texts coming in on this. I'm not giving up my car, if that's what you're hinting. Cars are also heavier now, so underground and multi-tier car parks are struggling to hold the weight with different infrastructure that was built many, many years ago. It's scary what might happen. And crossovers and SUVs are the most ridiculous fad ever. They should be banned outright. They're sold as safer, but in reality, they're not. They have a higher centre of gravity and can flip easier. Would you agree with that?
Yes, that's largely true. And yeah, this trend in SUVs can be a very emotional topic. But I think it's really important here to look at the facts and findings overall from a societal perspective. This trend is really highly regressive, as we said, when it comes to urban space, when it comes to safety. We could also mention household energy bills. These vehicles need more energy to power, so therefore they have higher costs, and we can talk about the impact on resource consumption, on the climate. So the list of regressive impact of SUVs is quite long indeed.
I know you're not calling for an outright ban like that News Talk listener this morning, but you are calling for the EU to intervene here for limits on bonnet height, for limits on vehicle width. How realistic is that, do you think, that the EU would react and would introduce such restrictions, such rules?
I think, you know, if there's a will, there's a way. So it's definitely possible. Today, this is not on the table. This is not being discussed. But looking at the trends, I think it begs the question, you know, where do we stop? And when do we stop this trend? And the one way to do this is to pose either hard caps, or it can be done in a softer way on the vehicle weight and size. So you mentioned dimensional limits. Yes, that's true. We believe there should be a cap on the bonnet height of 85 centimeters and on the car width of 192 centimeters. And this would only exclude a few percentage of the car fleet, which are higher than this. But maybe more importantly and more realistic is action that can be done at national level and local level. So we need to see national governments reform registration taxes to actively discourage the purchase of these vehicles. In Ireland, the key lever would be the vehicle registration tax, where surcharge based on car weight could be added. And this would be much like what the government did some years ago when it brought in a surcharge for diesel cars after the diesel gate. And also similarly at local level, authorities can deploy, you know, car-sized focused parking chargers to safeguard the public space. Mm-hmm. And we see this across Europe. There's been many cities, including Paris, that have done this already. So this is totally possible. Irish Council can start varying parking charges by size or weight. So there are solutions. They just need to be implemented.
Yeah, and I'm looking at all of the texts coming in. There's not an awful lot of love for these big cars, for these SUVs. Fine or clamp them for taking up more than one parking space, suggests this texter. SUVs are an antisocial status symbol. Cars are also getting bigger due to the batteries needing to be larger to give them an acceptable range. But one other person texting in, I need a bigger car, because I have to fit 3 car seats. And I do see that being an issue if you do have a number of children and you're trying to put in the booster seats and the 2 car seats and the reverse car seat. Sometimes that wider car is a real help, is in fact a necessity, but perhaps not everybody needs to be driving them, or so many. Would love to hear your thoughts on this. Is it time to clamp down on the size of the vehicles here? My thanks to Lucy and Matthew, Cars Director at Transport and the Environment, because there was really interesting findings in that report about the injuries that can be caused to people, particularly young people or indeed cyclists, when they are hit by these bigger, heavier cars.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.